is when you eat breakfast cereal and the second ingredient is sugar or high fructose corn syrup,
yeah.
You know, it's probably not that healthy.
You got to read the labels.
And you should read the label. You would be shocked. You pick up a bottle of ketchup, some ketchup.
Sugar. Number one ingredient.
You just graduated from medical school.
You know what they have at Frida's, honestly?
Tell me.
Ketchup, and it's said on it, no sugar. Sugar-free ketchup.
And so that's where you want to be.
Yes, it is.
If it's the 10th ingredient.
And it tastes great.
It's delicious. That's what ketchup should be. It should be sugar with a little tomato sauce in it.
We'll get to the phone lines here in a minute. We're on a roll here.
All right.
What about Greek yogurt? Now that's good for you, isn't it?
Greek yogurt
with
definitely
no sugar added.
And that's the same thing. So if it's sweetened, if there's a ton of puree on the bottom that's got all kinds of gushy, sugary fruit, that's not so good for you. If it's plain or it's vanilla or it's, like you said, keep it simple, Greek yogurt's the best thing you could eat.
Put a little granola on there.
A little granola, maybe a little honey.
Honey. I like the honey. Now, listen. This is an interesting one because a lot of people believe like granola bars or have a bar is a healthy snack, a good alternative, good way to go. Now, some are, Doc, but some aren't.
Absolutely. Some are terrible.
Yes.
Some are like candy bars. You know, they got 1 gram of protein.
Might as well say Hershey's on the front of it, right?
That's harsh. Yeah, I mean, that's right.
If Hershey's want to spot... Hershey's is great.
You know, but you're right.
If they're a sponsor, I apologize.
No, but you're right. And so you got to read the bars. Now, some bars are primarily protein. They're high protein, high fiber. There isn't much sugar in them. And they're very, very healthy. They're very dense.
You got to get some good ones. You got to get one. You go to a health food store. I mean, don't get some of these. I mean, again, not to pick on some of these companies, but if you're going to buy bars that are made by Quaker and some of these other ones, you know, that are a little more mainstream, you got to go to a health food store, like a Whole Foods, for example. Get yourself a healthy bar. Let's go out to the phone line, shall we?
You got it.
Let's bring in Al, who joins us here on Sports Medicine. What up, Al? How are you?
Dr. Rick, Big Al.
Big Al, how are you, buddy?
Mama's doing good.
Good, good.
The first pill quit, but Ago flipped it over, so we're beating it down, and things are good. And you made me feel so bad about myself. I literally just pulled out a Jack in a Box. Getting some super tacos because I'm only 55 May 28th. I don't know how I've done it. And everything you say, I can't eat. You're like my Dr. Jerry Thurman, my endocrinologist. He goes, if it tastes good, Big Al, spit it out.
You know, honest truth, they've got Taco Tuesdays at Frida's.
They're delicious.
People say they taste like Jack in the Box tacos. I think Natasha said that last week. Did she not?
No, they're delicious. And you know what? Tacos, same thing. You know, if you load your tacos up with a bunch of junk, it's bad. And if you have healthy things, it's good. So how much weight did you lose, Big Al?
About 40 stress kills.
So there you go. You know, and there's nothing.
And more importantly, she's doing great, Dr. Rick. You're on TV, and she goes, hey, there's your buddy. I go, he will never claim me, so don't say that out loud, babe. Andy,
right,
I love
man.
You guys. Yeah. Happy Memorial Day. Thanks to everybody that served and first responders. And, Doc, keep your pager on because I don't know how much longer I got. Stillman, I need a cup before I die. I've already told you this.
Take care, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening.
Doctors still have pagers or no?
No.
I mean,
I had one about 20 years ago.
Did you used to like get beeped all the time?
Oh, are you kidding me? I got beeped all the time. Call this number, call that number. But then with cell phones, I think the pager companies, you know, we need to short the pager companies. I think they went out of business.
You know, when I was in high school, I would take my mom's pager.
Oh, no, don't say this.
No, I wouldn't like, I didn't wear it like I was some like street cred. No. She would like tell me to like take it because if she needed to get a hold of me, she'd page me. It would be like in my pocket, Doc. I wasn't one of those that had, like, I wasn't, like, you
I'm
know.
I'm glad to hear that. That would have been.
This was for, like, you know, safety reasons. Like, just like a kid has a cell phone nowadays.
Well, you know, first of all, I think the pager thing went from doctors to drug dealers.
It did. That's not why I had a pager.
No, that was good. That was keeping you safe. But then.
But I thought it was cool when it would go off, though.
It probably felt good on your leg.
A little bit. Okay. That's so, okay, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with that.
Hey, this was a fun show today.
No, I mean, Dr. Berman was great, and Jammer was great, and this was, I'll tell you, we are doing very well. This is a lot of energy. O.B. Clark's has been phenomenal, as always, so no question.
Yeah, all right, Matt Berman, 314-862-5700.
Thanks again for having me, guys. This was great.
Great to have you here, as always. Call Dr. Berman. Get an adjustment today. Get a little cryotherapy on. I got to get Martin Kilcoin into some cryotherapy.
I'm ready.
And we'll see how he feels after those 3 minutes. I'll be on with Martin tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here on 590
The Fan. We've got to film it. Put it on the website.
We may have to. Hey, listen, for John Rudolph back in studio, great job, man. Appreciate your help, as always. For Joe Cochran here on location, great job getting us set up. Charlie Tuna, my boy, my man, comes up next year.